This is a Cortez Currents news update.
Thanks to a donation from the Island Coastal Economic Trust, or ICET, Cortez Commons is ready for the next stage of development. This 2.6-acre property in the heart of Manson's Landing was gifted to the organization now known as the Cortez Community Economic Development Association, or CEDA, 2.5 years ago, as Colin Funk, a director of the new organization, explained. CEDA holds the land in trust for the community, and Cortez Commons could be used for any of a wide variety of purposes.
Before you engage in any form of development, it's really important to garner public input and then to kind of do the math to see if some of those ideas can actually happen. So when you say, oh, there's a piece of property there, everybody's got a great idea. There's been no shortage of ideas for what might exist there, but we're taking a more planful approach to start with doing some surveys, some public meetings to get feedback. At the same time, doing this business planning, right, that helps you figure out how do you fund this? Where do you garner immediate funds? Where do you look to the future? How do you create a sustainable plan? So the very first piece, what they've funded us for, is a business plan, which is really great because once you have a business plan, that really helps you leverage other grants because a lot of other funders, they're nervous with funding great ideas. They like great ideas with business plans. So that was really fortunate and a really good first step to get that ICET funding, Island Community Economic Trust, for the business plan. So we're just about to hire a project manager, and we'll be starting to do that business planning community outreach in the next few weeks. There's two parts. There'll be some public meetings, but until that becomes easy to do, we'll do some online surveys to get the first amount of information. But, you know, ideally, my experience doing this type of work, focus groups are super valuable. You get a group of 4 or 5 people in a room. We can't quite do that yet. So we'll do the surveys. There'll be a link on Tideline. So it'll be a broadcast of feedback. And then probably from there, people who are a little more invested as potential partners, stakeholders, or concerned citizens, invite them into some smaller discussion groups. Certainly we can do that on Zoom, but ideally we might even do that on the property, sitting in a circle or being outside to get a sense of the property. Two requirements for that grant is community surveys and focus groups. And that will help inform whoever is hired to initiate the business planning.
Tell us about the other grant CEDA received.
We've been able to take advantage, of course, of the pandemic opportunities with this other grant, the Community Economic Resilience Grant, that is the Ministry of Municipal Affairs. And that's money that was also really wonderful for us because it allows us to clean up the property, to repair the property, to set up some picnic tables, set up some minimal trails, some porta potties, so you can just have people use that land before we get into a much more comprehensive plan that might be 2-3 years from now, right? So it allows us immediately to heal the land, clean it up, and to get people out there to socially distance, physically distance appropriately. So we're very fortunate to get business planning money to get started, and then money to help clean up the property. So we were very lucky for both those, the trust and the BC government money to get us going. And of course, we also have some anonymous donors that helped top some up. So it's good that we've got support from the community even before we've done any public process stuff. The other really good news story about all of this, in both the grant applications, we made a very strong case that we have the expertise, whether it's the business planning or building picnic tables or clearing the land, to have all of that money circulate on Cortez. So we're not going to be having any third party consultants or people off island coming here to do this work. That all that money that's coming here, every penny of that will likely be spent to residents here. So, you know, that's a nice little economic boost to our organization and, you know, individuals that do this type of consultancy work or people that run an excavator to help us clean up the property.
When I asked Colin for an idea of what the Cortez Commons will eventually be used for, he mentioned the LEAP report that was prepared 2.5 years ago.
When I look at the LEAP report, there were a bunch of examples that we pulled together of things that went really well in other small islands. So some of the examples are a shared kitchen facility or walk-in freezer, right? One of the things that was identified is a place where we could store produce, right? That's a really important piece. The other one is, you know, this would depend on the hydrology, a laundromat. There's lots there around shared office space, right? So there's lots of nonprofits. There's lots of, you know, like what you see in urban environments, sometimes you have these sort of online shared desks. So there could be a space where people are sharing computers or resources. So those are some really practical things. There's been talk of some of this secondary wood manufacturing. Not quite sure that space would be the right space for that. But whatever it is, it would likely be shared spaces for a particular sector. Body workers. Is there a studio space where a number of individuals could share a space? So I would say, because it's not a massive property, right? And we want to make sure it's got lots of integrity around natural spaces. We want to make sure it ties into trails. So you're really looking at low impact structures that would be shared in the most optimal way. And what's needed more than anything else is support to entrepreneurs, individuals. You know, you're not going to see a big business set up there. You're going to likely see a group of individuals who have a common interest in a particular field that would be sharing resources. But again, those are just things that have come forward. The bottom line, though, is our mandate is community wellness. So we took pains to use the word community economic development, not Cortez economic development. And if you look at the different definitions of community economic development, it really does focus on the relief of poverty, taking care of the well-being of the citizens, right? So there's a real human services kind of emphasis there. So that's why whatever happens for me, as long as it is within the framework of community economic development, whatever is most important is going to end up there. And all of the board and those people that are stewarding the organization right now understand that. And that's kind of why they're there. I'm excited, you know, after it's sitting there for a few years, it's frustrating. You know, you want to get doing stuff, but just cleaning it up, putting some care to the natural environment, some picnic tables, some pathways, making sure it's safe, even sitting there for the next few years as a commons, a park. And we might find that, you know what, this is the number one economic development space because it allows people to sit around a picnic table and talk. Maybe we're better off to just hold that space because there's a really good case to be made that communities need gathering spaces to share ideas. And when communities can't talk, they get sick. And this is a really great opportunity when you see people having great conversation in front of the co-op, taking that energy and having people connect in that type of environment, a place where, you know, people could gather to acknowledge something, if there's an important community announcement, an event, a celebration, issues to be talked about. So that notion of the commons, where we can come together as a community outside of what we normally do in the halls. And I think that's probably why we were successful in this application, is that we may not have the luxury or the same ease of access of discussing things because of the pandemic and future issues where we need that outdoor space. It's a lot safer and less difficult to gather in a timely way.
You've been listening to Colin Funk, a director of CEDA, which will soon be asking the community how it wants to use the 2.6-acre property known as Cortez Commons in the heart of Manson's Landing.